And now, from Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club. Dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States, and it produces the largest record, CD, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend of August. Our 30th annual show will be held next August and will be at the Gardendale Civic Complex near Birmingham. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers. Bobby Mizell, Birmingham's own, bringing us in with a heart and soul boogie to get the thing started today. And we're glad to have you with us on the heart and soul of rock and roll. Rockin' Ray here, and we've got the Birmingham Record Collectors, again, all gathered together with all of their music. And we've got some just excellent music for you. This is going to be a nostalgic program for those of us that are doing it, because we're going to go back to the years when we were graduating and play the music that was maybe our junior summer, our senior summers. Kind of brings back a lot of memories, maybe a face, a picture, maybe a memory of the back seat of a car or something, I don't know. But anyway, we're going to start it off with a song that I searched for years before I finally found one. And it's a song that I particularly enjoyed because I remember hearing it when I was in high school. Martin David Robinson was often called Mr. Teardrop due to the sad and soulful songs he performed during his four-decade career. He began playing the guitar and writing songs to pass the time while stationed in the Solomon Islands in the Navy. When he returned to the States, he managed to get a television show in Phoenix, Arizona. Little Jimmy Dickens was a guest on that show, got him a record deal with Columbia. Of course, he went on to appear in the Grand Ole Opry and to have six top 10 finishes in NASCAR races, including one in Talladega, in Alabama, incidentally. He also was the first person in the world to receive a triple bypass operation. Bet you didn't know that about Marty Robbins. Marty is quoted as saying, "The great songs just come out. If it comes quick, just leave it that way." Well, let's listen to one of those that came quick, and we want to leave it alone. It's 1959's Cap and Gown.
Cap and gown, you'll be so pretty in your cap and gown, but I'll imagine it's a wedding gown on our graduation day. On your head, you're gonna wear a graduation ring, but I'll imagine it's a wedding ring on our graduation day. When they sing the alma mater, I will sing along, but a voice deep down inside song. I love you, and if my graduation wish comes true, what I imagine you'll imagine too on our graduation day. When they sing the alma mater, I will sing along, but a voice deep down inside me will sing the wedding song. I love you, and if my graduation wish comes true, what I imagine you'll imagine too on our graduation day.
The Four freshmen began as a college barbershop quartet. Their style paved the way for groups like the Beach Boys. In 1956, they recorded this graduation classic, one of their greatest hits, Graduation Day, The Four Freshmen.
It's a time for joy, a time for tears, a time we'll treasure through the years. We'll remember always graduation day. At the senior prom, we danced till three, and then you gave your heart to me. We'll remember graduation day. Though we live in sorrow, all the joys we've known, we can face tomorrow. The ivy walls are far behind, no matter where our paths may wind, we'll remember always graduation day. Though we leave in sorrow joys we've known, we can face tomorrow, knowing we'll never walk alone. When the ivy walls are far behind, no matter where our paths may wind, graduation day. We'll remember always graduation day.
B-R-C.
And Tom, then along came the Beach Boys. He's talking about All Summer Long by the Beach Boys. 1964 when it came out. Although the song was recorded in 64, it was used in the movie American Graffiti, which was set in 62. Written by Brian Wilson and Mike Love, here are the Beach Boys singing All Summer Long.
Every now and then we hear our song.
Robin Ward was a session backup and demo singer, and she provided the backup for Pat Boone, Speedy Gonzalez. At age 21, she wasn't having very much success as a solo performer, and she was offered to record the song we're about to hear, "The Most Wonderful Summer of My Life." She wanted the vocal to make it sound like that of a young girl, so they recorded the speed up a little bit, and it did work. But sadly, only one time for her, she had this one hit. 1963 on the Dot label, it made number 14 on the Billboard, but it was a million seller. This is Robin Ward, "The Most Wonderful Summer of My Life."
The next song we're going to hear is "Here Comes Summer" by Jerry Keller. Jerry sang in many of his high school musical productions while he was in high school. And Pat Boone was a family friend from church. And Pat recommended him to a manager named Marty Mills. In 1959, Jerry recorded "Here Comes Summer," which reached number 14 on the Billboard charts and became a million seller. Keller would go on to write several soundtracks for movies, including "I Saw What You Did," "Angel in My Pocket," and Jimmy Stewart's "Shenandoah." Let's listen to "Here Comes Summer" by Jerry Keller.
Here comes summer. School is out, oh, happy day. Here comes summer. I'm gonna grab my girl and run away. Here comes summer. Swimming every day and let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home. Well, school's not so bad, but summer's better. It gives me more time to see my girl who walks through the park neath the shining moon. When we kiss, she makes my flat top curl. It's summer. I feel her lips so close to mine. Here comes summer. When we meet our hearts entwine, it's the greatest. Let's have summer all the time and let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home. Here comes summer, almost June, the sun is bright. Here comes summer, drive-in movies every night. Features, lots more time to hold her tight. So let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home. Well, I
sit by the lake till 1 or 2. Go for a drive in the summer moon. Well, I dream of love the whole night through. It's summer. She'll be with me every day. Here comes summer. Meet the gang at Joe's Cafe if she's willing. We'll go steady right away.
Oh, let the sun shine bright
on my happy summer home.
Oh, let the sun shine bright.
Well, here comes summertime at last.
The Tempo's manager, Jack Gold, heard the demo for See You in September in 1959. He was impressed enough to buy the rights for $500. The song was written and sold on a Friday, recorded on a Saturday, pressed on Monday, and was receiving airplay by the following Friday. It was rediscovered for the movie American Graffiti in 1973. See You in September by the Tempos, a number 23 Billboard hit in 1959.
I'll be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write. See you.
In 1962, Connie Francis would record what would become her last top 10 record. Connie was a co-writer, and though she wrote other songs, this was the only one where she received credit on the record itself. It was supposed to be the B-side to The Greatest Sin of All. Now let's listen to that song by Connie Francis. She sings Vacation.
We'll be right back.
godfather, heart and soul of rock and roll, VRC Radio. John Henry Ramastella never had the benefit of formal musical training. He learned to play the guitar from his father and his uncle. He formed his first band in junior high, and by high school, he'd managed to have them recorded. He made the trip to New York, where he met with Alan Freed. Freed agreed the young man had talent, but suggested he needed to change his name if he wanted to succeed. Thus, he headed back home to Baton Rouge, and taking inspiration from the river that he crossed, he changed his name to Johnny Rivers. The rest, as we know, is history. Here's Johnny Rivers singing Summer Rain.
This next song, Ray, starts off, it's summertime, summertime, summertime. Well, I guess you've guessed it. This 1958 hit, Summertime, Summertime, was by the Jamies. They were a group named for their leader, Thomas Jameson. In 1958, Jameson and Sherman Teller wrote the lyrics for Summertime, Summertime. As good as it was, this was one of those one-hit wonders. Now let's listen to the song, and it's the time of year we're all hoping to see soon. Summertime, Summertime by the Jamies.
It's summertime, 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 summertime. Let's chop them books and throw them away. Say goodbye to those good days.
summertime, 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 summertime,
summertime, summertime, summer fun.
Next up, we have Sealed with a Kiss by Brian Hyland. At 16, very young age, 16, Brian Hyland had recorded unsuccessfully with a group called Adelphi's. He made a decision then to go solo and had several hits. Sealed with a Kiss was recorded in 1962 and would reach number 3 on the Billboard charts. Hyland continues today with his son, who plays drums, and they tour together. Here is Sealed with a Kiss on Gold Records, reached number 3 in 62.
Gotta say goodbye for the summer. Darling, I promise you this, I'll send you all my love every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. Guess it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer, but I'll feel the emptiness. I'll send you all my dreams every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. I'll see you in the sunlight, I'll hear your voice everywhere, I'll run to tenderly hold. But darling, you won't be there. I don't wanna say goodbye for the summer, knowing the love we'll miss. Oh, let us make a pledge to meet in September and seal it with a kiss.
Enjoying what you're hearing tonight, there's a lot more of it out there. You can come to meetings that we have. You can come to our record show in August. You can join the club and just get the newsletter. We have monthly meetings at the library in Homewood on Oxmoor Road. We have a yearly record show in August. We have it on the third weekend in August. And this year it will be at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. As far as joining the club, you can get in touch with Ray at ray@rockingray.com, or you can send us a letter to P.O. Box 59533, Birmingham, Alabama, 35259. And that's the Birmingham Record Collectors. You're on the website right now, birminghamrecord.com. We'd love to have you contact us and be a part of what we're doing.
Stars are heard in Alabama each time that you set your dial on wonderful
BRC.
This next song is about something we all long for, those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Nat King Cole was born in Montgomery, Alabama, and he moved to Chicago. Nat began his singing career at the age of 4 with Yes, We Have No Bananas.
Of course, he would become the first African-American to host a variety show on TV. Unfortunately, Nat's three-pack-a-day smoking habit led to lung cancer. Think about coming warm weather while we listen to Nat King Cole's 1963 song, Those Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and weenies. Then lock the house up, now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis. As cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You wish that summer could always be here. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Don't have to tell a girl and fella about a drive-in or some romantic movie scene. Why, from the moment that those lovers start arriving, you'll see more kissing in the car than on the screen. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You wish that summer could always be here. You wish that summer could always.
Eddie Cochran co-wrote and recorded Summertime Blues in 1958. It went to number 8 on the Billboard chart. This song took all of 45 minutes for him to write. He was only 19 at the time, which was pretty good for a fellow that young to be writing a song like that and have that much success. Sadly, he died 2 years later in a car crash over in England. But here it is, one of the better summer songs of all times, Summertime Blues.
Summertime. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use the car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. But there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna ever find vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime.
Birmingham's DRC
in the mail.
magic city of the South.
Here's a big hit from the summer of 1966. Complete with Volkswagen horns and jackhammers, the Lovin' Spoonful captures the feeling of the hot, sultry days in their song, Summer in the City.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity, doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk hotter than a match here. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on, if that's all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Fun in the Summertime was released shortly after Sly and the Family Stone performed at Woodstock. They'd gained fans and popularity. Originally, Sly Stone had a group called Sly and the Stoners. I don't know why that wasn't popular. While his brother had Freddie and the Stone Souls. Well, they joined the two groups together and added Sister Rose on the keyboard to become Sly and the Family Stone. Sly wrote the song, here it is, Hot Fun in the Summertime.
Summer days.
Chad Stewart and Jeremy Clive were a popular British duo in the 60s, and on occasion they would work on independent projects. Among these projects for Chad was becoming the voice of Flaps the Vulture in Disney's Jungle Book, as well as recording the song Cruel War with his wife Jill. Chad and Jeremy continue to tour even today, and no doubt they're always going to include this one, Summer Song, Chad and Jeremy.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy, warm-up summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. My window pane, I think of summer days again and dream of you. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. You know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you.
In the magic city of the South,
number one in Alabama,
Birmingham's BRC.
Magic city of the South,
magic city of the South,
magic city of the South.
The Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with
Rocket Ray.
Hey, rock and roll music fans, Rockin' Ray here. Hey, if you like the music on the heart and soul of rock and roll, we've got another treat for you. It's the Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with yours truly, right here, produced by BRC, and you'll find it right here on the website. It's a time tunnel trip backwards, 50 years. We'll be playing music from the early 60s all the way up to this month, 1964. Join us, a new show each month, right here on BRC Radio. You're gonna love it.
We've all had one of these one summer nights that we fell in love. The Dandeliers are going to sing to us about it. Dandeliers were 5 17-year-old guys who were named by their manager, Danny Webb. Webb wrote the song, One Summer Night, and it became the group's first recording. Unfortunately, their name was misprinted on the record as the Dandeliers, which led them to some confusion. The song, Wheeling and Dealing, were both recorded in a very short session they shared with better-known Pearl Galloway. Let's take a listen to One Summer Night by the Dandeliers, 1958 on Amp label.
One summer night.
summer night, we fell in love. What summer night, I held you tight, you and I, under the moon of love.
Next up, a number five Billboard hit from 1978. No celebration of summer and graduation would be complete without this favorite from the nostalgic movie Grease. Here we go with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John singing Uh-Oh, Those Summer Nights.
Summer loving had me a blast.
The next song we're going to hear is a Frank Sinatra tune, Summer Wind. It was released in 1966 and went all the way to number 25 on the Billboard charts. When you think of the song Summer Wind, Frank Sinatra always comes to mind. It's interesting to note, though, that it wasn't Frank, but Wayne Newton who first recorded this classic. But here is Old Blue Eyes crooning Summer Wind.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone. And still the days, those lonely days, they go on and on. And guess who sighs his lullabies through nights that never. Summer wind, the summer wind, warm summer wind, the summer wind.
You've got the heart and soul of rock and roll. BRC Radio.
Good guys!
Shelley Fabre was a lifelong friend of the late Annette Funicello. They had met in seventh grade in Catholic school in catechism class. Let's listen to Shelley singing The Things We Did Last Summer that reached number 46 on the national charts.
Favorite song.
Locomotion, do the locomotion.
The things we did last summer.
I'll remember.
Oh, winter long. The midway and the fun. The Cupid dolls we won. Could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong?
Long.
Well, we hope that listening to some of these graduation and summertime hits bring back some memories for a few of you. Well, moving ahead next week, it's going to be an all-instrumental show as we feature some of that great instrumental music that was so popular back in the 60s. And then the next week, we're going to feature boys' names in song titles. Not your usual run-of-the-mill boys, John, Paul, George, Ringo, but other names. And then it's beach music again as we get into summer. First week in June, we'll have our second installment of great beach music, particularly the beach music that we grew up with here in Alabama. Then it's train songs. No, we're not going country. It's songs about trains or having to do with trains. And then, as we get into late June, it's going to be cover songs. Popular songs, but not by the original artist. Groups that came out or artists that came out and covered someone else's song. Then we're going to have an all-request program in the late part of June. This is where all of our BRC members are going to be requesting their songs, and the list is already piling up. Then it's a salute to Birmingham's own Sammy Salvo, a great artist. Only one big national hit, his Oh Julie, but we're going to play some of the other Sammy Salvo songs for you, and I think you're going to learn to love him just as much as we do. And from there, we move on through the summer. We'll have girls' names, answer songs, girl groups, all kinds of things coming up, and we invite you to join us each week for the heart and soul of rock and roll. That's going to wrap this edition. Rock and Ray saying, let us know what you want to hear, guys. Let's get it in here with the piano, our own Bobby Mizell. From the Birmingham Record Collectors Club and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the heart and soul of rock and roll, a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era of uniquely American music. If there is a song that you would like included in a future program, please email your request to me at rockingray@rockingray.com. Your comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us the third weekend in August for our 30th annual BRC Record and CD show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks for our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell. For the heart and soul boogie, keep on rocking, Bobby.